Welcome to Groundwire Community Radio News, brought to you by volunteers at Canada's community radio stations.
Defenders of an Indigenous sacred site were dealt another blow on June 13th when Ottawa City Council approved a record $60.9 million grant to Windmill Development Group for the decontamination of land on two islands at Chaudière Falls. The islands on the Ottawa River near Parliament Hill had been left derelict and toxic after a century of industrial activities there. It is also unceded Algonquin territory and is considered sacred to the Algonquin and all Anishinaabe peoples. Windmill's Zibi development and construction clashes with an existing Indigenous vision for Assinabka to have Indigenous healing as well as peacebuilding and environmental harmony at the traditional spiritual gathering site. Supporters of that vision briefly disrupted the council meeting.
Any cleanup is the responsibility of the federal government under their own legislation.
Mr. Lambert, you had a chance to speak at FEDCO.
Lindsay Lambert is a historian and one of five people who attempted unsuccessfully to appeal the rezoning of the islands to the Ontario Municipal Board 4 years ago. He had expressed his objections at the previous week's Finance and Economic Development Committee hearings on the issue.
This was assented to in 1870, still in force. It establishes that Parliament has exclusive authority over everything in or on the Ottawa River, like irrespective of whether it is for the purpose of public utility or not, or built by the government or private interests. This is federal government responsibility.
1 minute.
Public messaging from Windmill before the rezoning approval suggested that the developer would take on the full costs of the cleanup. On Friday, June 22nd, faith leaders will hold the third annual Spirituality is Unity walk for our sacred site, Akukojuan, in support of restoring the site to the Algonquin Anishinaabe. More details can be found on the event's Facebook page or at albertdumont.com. That report included files from Greg McDougall, equitableeducation.ca.